ambiguity and mystery and diversity and all of these things are the virtues. The one thing that would probably be least likely to be found in an environment like that would be preaching.
Right, because first of all, nobody has a right to impose on anybody else their ideas. Since we don't know what it means, since we're too humble to say we know what it means, why would we teach? What am I going to tell you? If I am self-confessed ignorant, if I don't know what it means, if I can't know what it means, if to say that I know what it means is an act of pride, then I have nothing to say. That may be the best thing about the movement, that they really don't have anything to say.
Except it seems to me like for people who have nothing definitive to say, they do an awful lot of talking.
Yeah, but let me explain that. They're really, really aggressive at tearing down the church, tearing down historic theology, tearing down doctrines that are precious and sacred and have been a part of the church's life for centuries. That's the lowest level of assault there is. Anybody can shred and destroy without having to build something back in its place. I have more respect for a heretic who says, I don't believe that, but here is what I believe, and let me show you why I believe this. If you talk to a Jehovah's Witness or you talk to a Mormon or you talk to somebody in some aberrant approach to Christianity that has a theology, that has a system that has been put together and crafted, even though it's in its heresy or its error, I have more respect for that than somebody who just comes in and shreds what people believe and walks out of that, leaving chaos everywhere. Because at least the person who teaches error and tries to defend it biblically legitimizes the effort, if you know what I'm saying, legitimizes the effort to dig in. And I can deal with that person. I can sit down and say, let me show you why you're wrong about that verse. Let me show you why you're wrong about that understanding. And I'll take you to the Word of God and show you. If you don't believe that you can know anything from the Bible, I can't do anything with you. So to me, that's the lowest approach, just to dismantle something and then light a bunch of candles and offer yourself as the great new answer to the world's understanding of religion.
That, again, is postmodernism in action. Mm-hmm. If you study postmodern literature or whatever, the thing you will learn is called deconstructionism.
Yeah, and that's part of revision.